These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens.
Hello, football fans. Welcome back to the cold, hard football facts. I am Kerry J. Byrne, your friendly neighborhood potentate of pigskin. I am joined, as always, by my sidekick and co-host, Pat Immig. Pat, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm telling you what, every neighborhood in this country needs to have a potentate of pigskin.
And a friendly neighborhood one at that, don't they?
Right. I mean, at these subdivision meetings, just bring the potentate.
Hey, listen, I want you to know, when I grew up, I was the toughest kid on that cul-de-sac.
Is that right?
Yeah. So
when
you
I grew up, I was very, I excelled at throwing Nerf Turbo footballs for 30 or 40 yards. When I tried to throw the NFL-sized football, that never worked out as well.
And amazing, your NFL career never quite took off. Wasn't much of a call at Mizzou for a 5'9", 155-pound quarterback, was there?
Give me at least 10 more pounds.
Well, listen, folks, we've got a really interesting show this week. A lot going on, a lot of great guests. Bit of a sobering show too, with the passing yesterday of Steve Sable of NFL Films, who... I think I speak for a lot of football fans and myself included when I say that the work he did was an inspiration for why I do what I do, why I become a football writer. We're gonna talk a little bit about Steve Sable and what he meant to the sport. We're gonna talk a lot about the Patriots. We're gonna talk a little bit about everything. Actually, Pat, what do we got lined up? What's on the docket today?
Well, we got a jam-packed show because that's what we do here at the Cold Hard Football Facts. First, we'll tackle the iciest issues, and then. At some point, we're going to have the interview with Greg Cosell, and he's, of course, he's been working for NFL Films for 33 years, and he has had a close relationship with Steve Sable. So we'll get some insight into Steve Sable, the person, as well as kind of what goes on at NFL Films and how they've thrived and managed to stay, you know, ahead of everyone else, even in times of technology advances and everything else. NFL Films has still been the way that people have grown up and understood and absorbed football. It's one of the reasons, you know, it's an American game.
Yeah, and I'm absolutely looking forward to that interview. I mean, the work they do is amazing. And what else do we got after that? I know we got a few other guests going on.
Yeah, Brent Harris from Comcast Sportsnet in Baltimore is going to join us to talk Patriots and Ravens, which will be the big Sunday night game. Also, the CHFF Top 5, quality stats, power rankings. This week, a couple of surprises.
Including one that's going to make Pat Immig of St. Louis very happy. So
yeah.
I know you're looking forward to talking about that.
Surprise. That's the biggest surprise so far. And then we're not going to leave without eating, or at least talking about what eating, and that's where we're going to bring in author and chef Chris Schlesinger. He's a Baltimore area native and a grilling legend to boot. So.
By the way, Chris Schlesinger, we liked it. We're going to talk tailgating every episode. Those segments have gone really well. I hope you folks out there in Patriots.com radio land really like it. But Chris is not only a great chef, we'll talk about the restaurants he's owned in the Boston area. He grew up in the Chesapeake Bay region, which is why we're having him on with the Patriots playing the Ravens. But Pat, he's also written some of the best books, cooking books ever. One called The Thrill of the Grill, and the other one, absolutely the best man book title ever, How to Cook Meat. And you can't do any better than that. This guy's really knowledgeable and really a great guy. So look
I'm
forward.
Add him on Facebook. Being on that social media.
How to Cook Meat. He's always been a great friend of the Cold Hard Football Facts too. So looking at that. By the way, folks, you can join us. We want you to join us. You can call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. You can always email us at webradio@patriots.com. You can tweet us. I know last week, for some reason, I kept saying Twitter us, apparently unaware of modern social media language. But you can tweet us at Football Facts and let us know what you're thinking. And I neglected one thing last week, Pat. I asked Patriots fans, what is New England's record going to be? And, of course, this was after the big win over the Titans in week one, and Patriots fans were feeling really good. I want to know what you folks are thinking right now. What will New England's record be this season? Like I said, you can email us those at webradio@patriots.com, call at 508-298-0398, tweet at Football Facts. And Pat, can I just run down some of these, records from last week that I did not get to? Do you want this?
No, you can't do that. No, go ahead, please.
Well, this is how, you know how football fans are, right? And, you know, the great thing about football, right? It's so emotional. After a big win, everyone's so high, the team's never going to lose again. And, of course, when you lose, the team's never going to win again. And people get so emotionally high. But we know, just from experience, that things are never as bad or as good as they seem. Yet emotionally, as sports fans, we can't resist the emotional reaction. So these are last week's predictions sent to us on Twitter and Facebook. Michael Morris, 16-0. Oh, he means 19-0. That was going to be New England's record. I think that record now is a little bit of a flaw in it. Kevin Tachi, 12-4. Lose to Houston in the AFC title game, which I personally think is a likely result. Victor Bishara, 13-3. Michael Lawton, 13-3. Brian Otten, 14-2. Freddie Pinto, 19-0. You get the picture here, Pat.
I do. Everybody was, the Kool-Aid. I'm not going to call it Kool-Aid because the Patriots did dominate in Week 1. But, the level of belief as far as where the Patriots are going was definitely through the roof before Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't. That's not particular to New England either. And I think, listen, you're in St. Louis. I'm sure Rams fans are sky high now. The team all of a sudden looks a lot different. It looks a lot better. And I think that's a natural reaction of sports fans. We get a little too excited and a little too down. But it will be interesting. I want to hear what Patriots fans have to say after this week, what they think New England's record will be. Now, all you people who predicted 19-0, obviously you have to change that prediction. But tweet those to us at Football Facts. We want to see what you have to say. So, Pat, let's dive into our first segment, Icy Issues. What are the iciest issues we're discussing this week?
Well, the first icy issue, and this segues nicely based off of the Patriots. Of course, they beat up on the Titans in Week 1, and then the Chargers, of course, beat up on the Titans in Week 2. Our icy issue, the Tennessee Titans are the worst team in the NFL?
Ooh, that's a very good question. Let me think. I would say no, that is not a cold hard football fact. I think it's too early to determine that they're the worst team in football right now. But I'll tell you what, they have not looked good. They got a lot of issues. I mean, just they can't score points. They can't stop anybody. So I'd be a little concerned, obviously, if I'm a Titans fan. But you know, to that end, let me do say this. They are dead last right now, 32nd in our quality stats power ranking. So, as of right now, they are the worst team in football. Will they be the worst at the end? I think there's teams with a lot of issues. You know, Cincinnati suddenly looks like a shadow of the playoff team of last year. And that's an organization that could never piece together, you know, two winning seasons in a row. Kansas City.
If they do, it's going to be 9-7. So.
Yeah, and you know, Jacksonville. You know, I'm worried about. There's a lot of teams to worry about, but you know, Tennessee right now they are dead last on our quality stats power rankings after Week 2. We'll see where they stand. 15 weeks from now.
Okay, your second icy issue. Peyton Manning will struggle against the Texans on Sunday, making some question whether or not he can still perform at a Manning-esque level.
Great question. That is, in fact, a cold, hard football fact. He is going to struggle. It could even be ugly. And let me tell you why. There's two reasons. One, Peyton Manning, I think we talked about this in the first episode a couple weeks ago. An older quarterback coming back from a catastrophic injury. You know, later in his career, and his performances had been declining. And in Week 1, he looked great. But let's face it, that was a brutal first quarter. I don't know, if you watch it, that was ugly. I mean, people, the Twitter sphere, you know, I can't even say it, the Twitter exploded because, all those picks.
People were twittering all over.
People were twittering everywhere. I'm going to reinvent that word. I want it to be called twittering.
I went outside and there was a puddle of Twitter.
So, but Twitter exploded over, you know, just how bad that performance was. But it's not so much that, but we just wrote about it on Cold Hard Football Facts this week. We wrote about it on Sports Illustrated this week, my column on SI.com. We wrote about it in the preseason. We wrote about it at the end of the year. Houston Texans ended the 2011 season number one in our quality stats power rankings. If not for the fact they lost Matt Schaub, they would have won the Super Bowl. I know for a statistical fact that was an inevitable outcome if they had not lost their quarterback. And as of today, they are back number one on our quality stats power rankings. They are giving up 3.9 yards per attempt through the air, Pat. 18 or 19 teams are giving up a higher average on the ground. That's how devastating that pass defense has been. J.J. Watt is a stud. That team's loaded with playmakers. This could be an ugly, ugly day for Peyton Manning.
Okay, your next icy issue. As a result of his first two games in 2012, Rams quarterback Sam Bradford will once and for all put the bust label to rest and become a top-flight quarterback this season?
Well, that is, in fact, a cold, hard football fact. I'm convinced of that. I was not a Sam Bradford guy. I was harsh on him. He had really been averaging, you know, 6 yards per attempt through his first two seasons, a losing number at any level. You have to get the ball downfield better. People said, wait a minute, there's no talent around him, whatnot. But you know what? It is what it is. The number is, the production is what it is. But right now, and we're going to talk about it a little bit later, actually, and I know we're going to get your juices flowing as a St. Louis fan, Pat. But
he is in St. Louis. It's so crazy right now after one win that people in St. Louis actually know what a first down is.
they've been devoid of football knowledge for a decade, haven't they?
My God, Jeff Fisher is a miracle worker. He's the second coming of Kurt Warner in St. Louis already.
Hey, listen, they're a play away from being 2-0. I mean, that,
yeah.
You know, matching their win total of like half the seasons of the past three, you know, 5-6 years.
Exactly.
I mean, what, they went 15 games in the last 5 years? I think it was 5 or 6 years, 15
wins.
Yeah,
15-65
yeah.
The previous five. 2-14 last year, and then they had the outlier, which was their huge 7-9 successful campaign in year two of the Spagnuolo regime.
Yep.
He's struggling right now in New Orleans, so it's not going to get any easier for Steve.
Well, you know, here's a guy who, you know, the architect of one of the great defensive performances in history when the Giants... you know, when the Giants beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 42 6 years ago, and you know, just as a head, some guys are better coordinators as head coaches, and his head coaching career wasn't that great. And now that New Orleans defense has a lot of problems with it beyond just you know, his presence there. So a lot of issues hard to fix. But now we look back at that Giants team; it perhaps wasn't him. That's a team that has great talent on the defensive front and proved it again, winning the Super Bowl last year, almost the same way without Spagnuolo on the staff.
Your next icy issue, the replacement refs will soon inspire a direct-to-DVD Walmart release, and every role in the film will be portrayed by Keanu Reeves.
Are you a Keanu Reeves guy? You're more of a pop culture guy than I am.
I don't mind Keanu Reeves in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and I don't mind him wearing... chasing down criminals in Ronald Reagan masks in Point Break, but beyond those two movies, it's kind of, you know.
Who is the guy, and I can't remember, again, pop culture is not my thing. No, not modern pop culture. The guy from that seven.
Popcorn for you.
Yeah,
right?
Popcorn is more. Popsicles and a couple pops after the show. Who was the guy from that 70s show? Went on to marry Demi Moore.
Ashton Kutcher,
okay. Are they not the same actor? Have you not seen Keanu Reeves and Ashton Kutcher in the same place at the same time?
I think the only difference is a couple years in age, probably.
Yeah.
Keanu's probably got him on that one, but who knows? Maybe the reason that Demi got divorced because she woke up one night and Keanu Reeves was next to her.
All right, what's our next IC issue? We got time for one more before the break.
Okay, Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall will transform the Monsters of the Midway moniker and become known as the Bipolar Bears.
that is not a cold, hard football fact. The reason being, they've been the Bipolar Bears since the dawn of time. I mean, this is a team that hasn't found a quarterback, literally hasn't found a franchise quarterback since Sid Luckman in 1950. We're going back 62 seasons since they've had a legit franchise quarterback. Even the few guys they've had, you know, Eric Kramer had a couple good years there. Jim McMahon, you know, maybe had one or two really good years. But that was a team that played with great defense. Even when they won, you know, they won two championships since the Sid Luckman era in the 40s. They won in 1963 and they won in 1985. Two of the greatest defenses of all time, and that's what it took for the Bears to win championships. They just can't find a quarterback. It's bizarre. It's almost Twilight Zone-esque. And the reason we know it's bizarre statistically, Sid Luckman, still the all-time leading passer in Bears history with 14,000 yards, Pat. How is that possible in this day and age when guys pass with 15,000 yards in three, you know, almost 15,000 in three or four seasons?
It is crazy to think about. I mean, you go back even just the last 15 years or so, you had Jim Miller, Cade McNown. Before that, Eric Kramer was probably one of their best quarterbacks of the past 25 years before Jay Cutler arrived. And I don't know that I'd say that Cutler's any better at this point, but yeah, it's pretty nasty.
Yeah, no, well, at least they have Ditka.
What's that?
At least they have Mike Ditka. Mike Ditka is my all-time favorite football personality. I think the guy's amazing.
Yeah, he's great in the commercial with for Monday Night Countdown too, where he's the one that has the coconuts and he's making drinks and liquor for everybody.
I had to interview Mike Ditka for something. I can't remember what it was, but a year or two ago, and I get his phone number and I call up Mike Ditka, and all I heard was, "I'm playing cards." Click. That was it.
So you never actually interviewed him?
No, he didn't want to. But it was perfect. It was like the best interview because it was everything I imagined Mike Ditka being, right? I could picture him in some smoky back, in the back room of some VFW hall in Chicago, right? Smoking, drinking scotch, playing cards, but always said, no idea who it was. I'm playing cards and hung up.
That's beautiful.
So it was
I don't
good.
Want to hear any more about Mike Ditka because I just want to leave it at that. Because it does. It ties perfectly into Ditka, the persona, and even on Saturday Night Live with the guys who were the Bears fans who just talked about Ditka fighting God. And Ditka wins, obviously.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. So anyway, folks, we got to take a break. When we get back on the other side, we're going to talk to Brent Harris, talk a little Ravens Patriots. Brent Harris at Comcast Sportsnet, Baltimore. We will be back in a few. See you on the other side.
That is known as the Bears.
The Bears.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Follow the Cold Hard Football Facts on Twitter at Football Facts.
Hello, football fans. Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts with Kerry Byrne and Pat Immig. We have the pleasure to be joined right now by, from Baltimore, from Comcast Sportsnet Baltimore, Brent Harris. Brent, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. We're very excited for the big game Sunday night.
Yeah, it's a good one. And, you know, another primetime game for the Ravens. It seems like to start the season, they get a lot of time here for the national televised audiences. So maybe a chance to put their best foot forward again, like the Monday nighter last week.
Well, you know, obviously one of the premier teams in football right now. And, you know, a team that probably should have been in the Super Bowl last year. So, you know, one thing about that game, just to kind of retrace last season, as a guy who covers the Ravens, when did Ray Lewis kind of become the wise sage of the NFL? I mean, I thought the way he reacted after that game was kind of interesting. You know, remember, he was a bit of a, you know, I don't want to say loose cannon, that might be too strong, but in his early, in his younger days, I guess like any young man, he was a little wilder maybe, but just his reaction, kind of the philosophical approach he took to a crushing loss. I mean, a game, even people up here in Boston say the Ravens probably should have won. Have you been able to follow that transformation, or is it something, am I just making too much out of it?
No, I think over the years we've seen different forms of Ray Lewis, and, you know, he's a master of motivating. He has certainly been philosophical at times, and I think he had a sense, the pulse of the team at that point, because it was such a devastating loss, was the message: move forward, let's get past this, there are bigger things in life. Now the story, you know, Ray had gotten close with a young boy here in Baltimore. You know, Ray told him he'd be back after the playoffs to go visit with him. And he was pretty sick, and the boy passed away. He got the news from his mom, and I think he kind of put the whole thing in perspective, that there are, you know, things bigger than football. Life is certainly that. And it was just one of those times, I think, for him, it was emotional on so many different levels, and he was able to put it in perspective. And I think it's just what that team really needed after a very difficult loss. It's a young team, and they looked to him for that guidance. And so I wasn't really surprised at all, because I've seen Ray take, you know, sort of different paths, but it was just one of those things where it's hard to believe. You watch that game, I was standing on the field just steps away from Lee Evans when he dropped the football and the missed field goal, and it was difficult, but he really had a way of putting it in perspective for his teammates, and it was really the timing of it for what they needed, I think, was perfect.
Yeah, and I agree. Just, it was kind of one of those, to me, a seminal moment as a football observer, someone who covers the game and admires the game. It was just a really, I was just fascinated by it, just the philosophical quality of it. And, you know, he has that reputation now, like I said, of kind of being the older sage of NFL players. I mean, what's it, 17 years now?
17 years.
I mean,
he dropped a little weight this offseason. He looks incredible as far as his physique. And, you know, and he said, the game's changed, the passing league, and he had to redefine his game. And who does that in their 17th year? But he went out and trained totally differently than he had before. He's swimming and riding the bike and doing a yoga and all, you know, just really getting his body in shape as far as cardio and dropping the weight. Just incredible. 17 years.
Yeah, to take that, you know, to be taking on 300-pound offensive lineman every, you know, 65 times a game for 17 years, it's frightening what a physical specimen he is. By the way, a little bit of a cold hard football fact about the most legendary team in Ravens history. The 2000 Ravens, the greatest run defense in football history. They surrendered 2.69 yards per attempt on the ground. And then, of course, they were just lights out in every level in the playoffs. But one of those rare teams, you know, we talk about stopping the run all the time, but it's a passing, you know, teams that stop the pass and pass the ball well win. But that was a rare team that just lights out run defense, literally like we've never seen before or since.
Yeah, and it may have been, you know, you could argue maybe the best defense of all time, because the defense quite literally won them a Super Bowl that year. And that was one of the big stats, the way they played against the run. Now, the big thing back then was they had Tony Siragusa and Sam Adams up front.
Yep.
And Ray really, because he had those big guys to keep the linemen and keep the fullbacks off of him, had such an incredible season that year, was able to fly sideline to sideline. A couple years later, when those guys were gone, you know, Ray struggled a little bit. His linemen were getting off. that first level and getting their hands on him and sort of holding him up. And it wasn't until really Helody Nata got here that he started having that success again. Now, he's always had great seasons, but the fact that when you have that big lineman in front of you, just the confidence as a linebacker to be able to move around. You know, he said when Helody got here, it had been a long time since he had that comfortable feeling. And so, I tell you, that was a big part of it, those two big fellas up front.
Oh, absolutely. And Siragusa has made quite a nice career for himself after football based just on, largely on that season. You know, he's kind of had a nice, hawked his own sausages, been the sideline guy for Fox for all that time.
Yeah, and he's got his own TV show. He's got a book just came out. Yeah.
It's nothing wrong with being a big, jolly, fat guy, you know. I mean, obviously he was quite a physical specimen younger, but he just, you know, a big man, even at that level, it's kind of amazing.
He's a great guy. I mean, just one of the fun individuals to cover. Always, just always would make you laugh. Good guy to be around.
Hey, by the way, just one thing, not to go down too much of a historic tangent, but one of the great quality stats we use at Cold Hard Football Facts is called passer rating differential. And what it does, it takes your offensive passer rating and subtracts your defensive passer rating, you know, applying the formula for quarterbacks to pass defense. And we call it the mother of all stats, Brent, because almost 40% of all NFL champions were number one in that indicator going all the way back to 1940. It's you know, and like 70% were in the top three. If you dominate the passing battle, your battle of passing efficiency, you win championships. That 2000 Ravens team were plus 45 in passer rating differential in the playoffs. They had a 35 defensive passer rating, zero touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Nobody could, talking about the running game earlier, nobody could pass the football on them. And by the way, Trent Dilfer gets a bad rap. He was crudely effective in that playoff run, and I always kind of admire him for the fact that he didn't give it away. I mean, he outplayed the other quarterback every time, and I think it's a bad rap as kind of the lousy quarterback who won the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, in the postseason, Trent Dilfer, that was the best football he played that entire year.
I agree, yeah.
That season, there was a moment where they're in Tennessee, and remember, the Titans had not lost in that new stadium, and he throws an interception, Titans go down for a touchdown, and it was right at the end of the game, and he goes to the sidelines and says to his team, we're going to win this ball game. And at the time, there was only, I want to say, 20 or 30 seconds left, and just people looked at, you know, but this confidence the team had, he went right down a couple of plays, I think, at Patrick Johnson, they score, win the game, and everything turned for that team right at that moment. And it was, you know, it was Trent Dilfer. You think about the defense, but it was an offensive play that turned the season around for him, and he played great in the postseason, there's no doubt.
Yeah, no, I you know, great, maybe a little strong, but he played better than, like you said, played better than he probably ever had.
And he played great compared to the first three quarters of the season.
And Tony Banks, I believe, played most of the snaps for that team that season, not Trent Dilfer.
He started the season, ran into some trouble, couldn't get it done, and Brian Billick went to Dilfer. It was probably, it wasn't quite halfway into the season, but and he struggled for a little bit too, but Brian stuck with him, and they broke out in Tennessee, and then, of course, the rest was history in the postseason.
All right, well, let's fast forward to 2012, and the quarterback, you know, beyond Baltimore, much of the nation is talking about, and Joe Flacco is one of my colleagues, Bill Enright from Fantasy Football Champs, said he is wacko for Flacco right now. He's all excited about Joe Flacco as a fantasy player, as an on-field, you know, as a, you know, a player on Sundays, winning games. What have you seen? I mean, what is the real Joe Flacco? I mean, he was brilliant against the Bengals, meltdown in the second half against the Eagles. I mean, I think he completed a third of his passes. They couldn't do anything. Where are we at with Joe Flacco? I mean, everyone said after the Bengals game, I mean, he was brilliant. He's an elite quarterback, and then we kind of saw shades of the shakier Joe Flacco against the Eagles. Where is he right now as a franchise quarterback?
Well, the one thing I really like about Joe is his ability to bounce back. And the times that, you know, he'll throw a pick, it doesn't seem to affect him like some other quarterbacks, quite honestly. He doesn't have those emotional highs and lows. He'll certainly get excited after a touchdown. And, you know, we've seen a little bit more out of him emotionally, I think, in the last year or so. But he's a guy that's kind of level-headed, so I don't think that second half of last week is going to drag into this week. It's not the kind of player he's been. He's been able to bounce back from those kind of performances. And I'll point to this. Under Coach Harbaugh and Joe Flacco, this team has been great at bouncing back from losses.
Yep.
They have now had 13 straight times that they've followed a loss with a win. They haven't had back-to-back losses since the 2009 season. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And I think that speaks a lot to your quarterback. He just has that ability to go out and, you know, next snap, next series, next game, be able to refocus. And I thought what he did Monday night, we've really seen sort of that leap from Joe. I think the AFC Championship game last year, so the Monday night game to start the season this year, he's had one bad half of football, but I've seen a ton of improvement, a lot of confidence in him. And, you know, you can see it. I think what the big thing is, Cam Cameron, the offense coordinator, has given him the offense kind of piecemeal.
Yep.
This year, it is more in Joe's hands. He can check. He can change plays. They have that confidence in him. He's earned it. And it's a big year. It's his contract year. So, you know, he's off to a good start. One bad half of football, but I wouldn't necessarily say that that's going to deter Joe from having a great season.
Well, in his defense, and we track, like I said, at Cold Hard Football Facts, all these quality stats stats that have a direct correlation to winning football games. One of our favorites is defensive passer rating, which I mentioned briefly earlier. The Eagles right now, it's only two games. It's not going to last, but for what it's worth, right now on pace for the second-best defensive passer rating since World War II. It's like a 35 defensive passer rating. To put that in perspective, if you throw nothing but incomplete passes all day, if you go 0 for 20, you get a 39.6 passer rating. So quarterbacks are, you know, it's like not signing your name to the SATs, right? And you get below 200 points or however it works now. So they're really playing lights out defense. So it's a, you know, it's a combination. He had a bit of a bad half and playing a great pass defense and a great pass rush. And, you know, these things, you know, it came together where you just saw, you know, not what we expected out of him right there. So with that said, what do you see? How do you see this shaping up? Are the Ravens a better team right now than New England? I mean, the Patriots kind of had the same, you know, the same season through two games. Big win in week one. Didn't look so good. Lost a game they maybe should have won in week two. How do you see these teams shaping up? Are they the same teams we saw last year? Are they new season, new team, new personality?
Well, they, you know, today certainly that was one of the questions, considering the way that game happened and, you know, finished last year in New England. And, you know, guys all said, new season, new team. You know, this Sunday night is a chance to do something different. And, you know, and it's regular season. I mean, last year, the AFC Championship game, it's, you know, you lose, you go home. Everything's on the line. This is just one game in the big scheme of, you know, 16. So they're not trying to put too much pressure on this game. It's not a payback situation. You know, the one big thing for the Ravens, they got to figure out how to stop Gronkowski. And Brent Celek last week for the Eagles had a career day against them. And they got to figure out and fix whatever it was, whether it was the linebackers not dropping into coverage, guys just kind of losing track of the tight end coming out. But you can't lose track of Gronkowski this week. That would be fatal.
You figure it would be impossible. He's so big. You figure it would be impossible to lose track, Brent, but people do somehow.
Well, Brent Celek's a pretty big dude, too.
Yep.
Today, I mean, every time I looked up, he was wide open. It wasn't like they were completing these incredible pass catches. He was wide open. I mean, you know, it was an incredible just how they almost abused the Ravens defense. I hadn't seen that in a long time, and so they got to fix that. But the one thing I do like is the Ravens playing at home have been a really good home team. Joe Flacco at home, I think he's won 19 of his last 20. They've won 11 straight at home. His passer rating, by the way, Joe's passer rating is pretty darn good at home. And when you look at the last 20 games, 31 touchdowns, just 8 picks at M&T Bank. So I like the way they play at home. I think the crowd gives them a lot of energy. They got to get back to running the football. You know, Ray Rice had 10 carries the first game and 16 in this last game. He's got to get the ball a little bit more. And, you know, I think that'll help them in that offense. They really, I think, put too much pressure on Joe the first two games. They want to pass. They want to go no huddle. They want to, you know, speed it up a little bit. But at times, you got a pretty good running back and a fullback on the Ravens. You got to give them a chance to pick up some yards, wear that defense out a little bit. You might remember, too, that playoff game from a few years ago, first play from scrimmage, and Rice went 80-some yards.
Yeah, the longest, I believe the longest touchdown run in postseason history.
Yeah, so, you know, get back to what you do well, mix in the no huddle. We'll see if they can rebound from what was really a tough loss there in Philly.
Well, listen, let me throw out a couple kind of cold hard football facts that support what you're saying. Your concerns with the Ravens unable to stop Brent Celek in that passing game from Philadelphia. The Ravens right now, obviously, we know that kind of a legendary defensive club. Right now, they are number 26 in the NFL out of 32 teams. And in passing yards per attempt against them, they're giving up almost 7.5 yards every time the opposing quarterback drops back to pass. And that includes sacks, by the way. We calculate that in there. That's a bad, bad number. This defense right now, granted, early in the season, a long way to go, but if I am a Ravens fan, I'm kind of looking at that, like you said, Brent, and I'm a little concerned that they are near the bottom of the league right now in their ability and the way they're getting torched downfield by opposing passes. Conversely, the New England offense hasn't been, you know, firing on all cylinders like we expect. I mean, the Baltimore being the great defensive club, New England being the great offensive club, but this season, both those units haven't been up to par. The Patriots, they're just not firing on all cylinders. I know they're 20th in the way we look at offensive efficiency. Tom Brady 12th in passer rating. You know, that's substandard for Tom Brady. I mean, he's usually 1, 2, or 3. Not a very efficient offense right now. So it'll be interesting to see which unit, the Baltimore defense or the Patriots offense gets the upper hand on Sunday.
Well, I'd say keep an eye along the line of scrimmage. One,
yep.
Ravens don't have Terrell Suggs. That's huge.
Yep, I agree.
That pass rush. They have not been able to get to the quarterback and put too much pressure on him. That was a big part of why the Ravens secondary was so good. You talked about being in the playoffs last year. But Darius Webb, the corner, who got the $50 million contract in the offseason, didn't give up a single touchdown. Their defensive backfield played great last year, but it was a lot to do with the pressure they were getting on quarterbacks. And the other part of it is when you talk about the Patriots side of the football, they've gone through a lot of changes along that offensive line. I think they've had 4 different centers in the last year and a half. You got to replace Matt Light. They've had some issues. I think Brady got sacked 4 times last week. So, you know, and talking to some of the defensive line linemen for the Ravens just today, you know, they feel like they should be able to get some pressure on Tom Brady. He's good at getting out of the pocket, but he's not a Michael Vick. I mean, he's not going to be scrambling much. I mean, he likes to, you know, sort of set and get rid of the football. So they feel like they can find him in the pocket and put some pressure on him. So we'll see. Keep an eye on that. I think that's going to tell the tale of who wins and who loses this game on Saturday night.
All right, well, last question.
Which side holds up better?
Yep, I agree. And last question, we talked on Terrell Suggs. Courtney Upshaw, is he the next guy? What's been the reaction, scouting report on him so far?
Big guy, strong. You know, they like him a lot, but he dealt with a lot of injuries throughout training camp, and he just wasn't ready to play when the season started. Not, you know, for a lack of effort. You know, this guy is a beast, but he is still not really at 100%. So we'll see. He's a rookie. He's learning his way. They had to throw him into it with the Suggs injury again. I don't think this was not the plan to have to put so much on him so early, but he's going to be a good one eventually. He's just not quite there yet and not quite 100% healthy, and I think that has put a big effect on him.
All right. Well, Brent, we look forward to a great one Sunday night. Appreciate your time. Brent Harris, Comcast Sportsnet, Baltimore. We will see you folks on the other side of the break.
The Cold Hard Football Facts, helping guys not meet girls since 2004.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy 4 select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder wait list and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts. I'm Kerry Byrne here with Patrick Immig. Pat, we kind of had some sad news in the football world this week.
Yes, we did. Steve Sable, the man that's helped bring the NFL into living rooms with theatrical and cinematic storytelling, passed away after a battle with brain cancer.
Well, you know,
I never had the chance to meet him, but you did get the invite once to the AFL 50th anniversary, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, well, Steve was a great, a friend of the Cold Hard Football Facts. He helped us in a lot of ways and really kind of advocated what we did, which we always appreciate. But I'm one of those guys like you, Pat, grew up, learned to love football because of his artistry, and he really was an artist. And you got a chance today to talk to Greg Cassell, a longtime NFL Films employee and a friend of Steve Sable. So why don't we listen to that and see what Greg had to say.
It's the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. Patrick Immig here with a very special guest, Greg Cosell of NFL Films. And Greg, first of all, on behalf of the Cold Hard Football Facts and probably football fans the world over, I want to send our condolences to you on the loss of one of your good friends, Steve Sable. What can you share with us about Steve?
I really prefer to think of him as a person more than anything. I think most people, I would assume, are probably aware of NFL Films' place in the NFL and in sports and what we've done. But I think that there was not a more genuine human being that I've ever met, not a nicer person on the planet than Steve Sable. And he was a boss. I mean, he was the president. your office and start talking to you, and you just thought you were talking to your uncle. It was just that kind of guy, and I tend to remember those moments, but you know, much more than the great films. And then maybe it's because I've been here 33 years, so I've been here more than 60% of my life, so it's been where I've come to work every day since 1979. But I remember the person far more than I remember the films.
Going back to, I guess, your fifth year then with NFL Films in 1984,
yep.
Sable brought the idea to you to do NFL matchup, what was first known as Monday Night Matchup. Kind of talk about the process. How did that show come into concept, and how did you guys execute it so well?
Well, Steve actually came to me, and it was just low-key like he is. He just said, hey, I have an idea, and I think you'd be the guy to make this happen. And we just talked about it, and you have to remember the context, Patrick. Back in 1984, first of all, ESPN had not really started with football yet. Obviously, cable was fairly new, so there was no social media. You know, it wasn't a 24/7 sports world in which we lived back then, and nobody thought that doing X and O football would be something fans would be interested in. I mean, this was still the era, basically, of three networks and primetime programming, and no one thought that anybody would care about X and O football, and Steve just kind of put it in my hands, and we just kind of grew with it. He gave me autonomy, kind of let me do my thing, and believe me, it was a lot of years of trial and error, and you know, Steve pretty much said, hey, you know, just stay with it. You know, I'm going to work, stay with it. And, you know, we went for years where it seemed like no one even knew he existed. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of hit. You know, it was a cult thing for a while, and then it kind of hit. And, you know, I'd like to think anyway that, you know, that Tony Dungy wouldn't be doing, you know, his coach's clicker on Football Night in America if it wasn't for the matchup show.
Do you have a specific, as far as just your time at NFL Films, you mentioned you've been there 33 years. Is there any specific video package or NFL Films story that sticks out in your mind? Do you have if you had to actually pick, like, whittle it down to one or two?
That's really hard to do because when you come to work in the same place, you know, there's nothing I'd rather have been doing over all these years than doing what I'm doing. But when you come to work every day, it's you don't think in terms of monumental moments because you just come, do your job to the best of your ability. I mean, because of the matchup show during the football season, I'm probably working, you know, 70 hours a week in 5 days, so I don't come in and reflect on it, you know, on a daily basis about my career or about NFL Films. You just come and you do your job, and you love doing your job, but it's hard for me to pick, you know, I don't think I could, to be honest with you, pick one thing. Other than the fact that it's been an unbelievable run, it's been a long time, and it's all because of Steve. I mean, Steve was first my mentor and sort of counselor, and then a good friend. So it's, you know, without Steve Sable, I don't know if you and I would be having this conversation right now.
Is it fair to say that you kind of molded your philosophy towards work after Steve? Did he have kind of the same mindset that he instilled in people?
Well, I think what Steve did, and it was one of the great things about him, is he gave people confidence, and he did it very quietly. He basically gave people assignments, knowing in his mind that they could execute those assignments well, and then let people do their jobs. And sure, did he step in and look at things and talk to you about it? Absolutely. But he always did that in a very sort of mild-mannered way. You never felt like he was a boss telling you how to do your job. He always would make sort of quiet suggestions, and you always felt like he was having a conversation with you, not being a boss ordering you how to do things. And he was just a real, genuine, easy guy to talk to.
Who was it that ultimately decided to use John Facenda as the quote-unquote voice of God?
You know, I think that probably was Steve, because that played into the whole idea of merging football and Hollywood movie making, because I think the voice from the mountaintop and the big music, the orchestral motion picture type music, was all part of that marriage, because that's ultimately how NFL Films began. It was the mix of Hollywood movies and football. That's the way Steve decided to shoot it, and that's the way he decided to tell
specific tipping point where you think NFL films really kind of hit the mainstream and kind of encapsulated fans? I mean, my first memory, I'm 29 years old, so my first highlight that I remember watching was really the Immaculate Reception, like growing up as a kid. And we, at the time, the Cardinals had moved out of St. Louis, so I didn't have a team to root for, and yet I was enthralled with football because of NFL films and watching a team that I had no connection to, the Steelers, make this miraculous play.
You know, I think that obviously a play like that, that's immortalized in so many ways, but the way it lived on is through NFL film. And you've actually hit a very important point. I've talked to many, many players, you know, your age. They remember the NFL through NFL films, not through watching games on Sunday afternoon. And I think there's probably many ways to talk about the legacy of Steve and NFL films, but that's a pretty good one. Most people, I would say a very high percentage, Patrick, remember the NFL through our films, not necessarily through seeing a game live. You know, unless you were fortunate enough to be at a great, great event live, you know, like for someone who's at the Immaculate Reception. But if you weren't, you remember it through NFL films' treatment of it.
Yeah, and I also remember around the same time watching the Super Bowl highlight video packages. And I was telling Kerry this morning, actually, that one thing I'll remember, and this is a completely disconnected thought as far as Steve Sable goes, but the sweaters that he would wear in those videos, those were amazing. I mean, that's the stuff that I still remember. I mean, that's how much, you know, proof of how much NFL films is ingrained both in the sports world, but more specifically the American culture. I mean, is it fair to say that football, because of NFL films, is more or less the American game?
Well, you're obviously talking to someone who's probably a little biased.
Yeah.
Because I've been here for 33 years, but to me, there's no question that if it were not for NFL films, that football would not be the number one sport in America. It's the storytelling. It's the mythic, epic storytelling, and that's what you know, Steve really, he started it, and it just evolved.
Now, did Steve also champion, was he the one that implemented the classical music? I mean, how did that come about? Do you know the background in that?
I don't know specifically, but I know Steve. My guess is it was Steve, because that fit into the whole concept as well, Patrick, of Hollywood movies, because it was big music. It was mythic music. It was epic type music. Yeah, and that, I think, fit the whole feel that goes with slow motion footage. So that's clearly part of the package. And people who are older, you said you're 29, people who are older, they tend to remember the NFL film's music really well.
The Autumn Wind is a Pirate. Did Sable write that?
Yes, he did.
Okay, and he normally wrote most of those stories. Is that right?
Particularly in the 70s. Now, I got here in 79, so I can't speak to you about everything he did prior to before I got here. But he did write that, and he was a filmmaker in the 70s before he became officially president of our company, I believe, in 85. But in the 70s, and he was actually doing films.
If someone who's never seen NFL films were to ask what it's all about, what do you think Steve would want to tell them? What would be like his underlying philosophy or mission with everything he produces with the storytelling?
Well, I would say that it's about what you just said. It's about storytelling. That's what we do. We tell stories. And that's why Steve always felt writing was absolutely critical, because you had to be able to tell a story. And I remember getting hired, and everybody who's gotten hired, I'm sure, since, that was the number one issue for Steve. Could you write and could you tell a story? And that's really what we are. I mean, we've branched out, obviously. Look, I've spent my years now doing the NFL Matchup Show and sort of morphing into, I guess, you know, an X and O guy. But basically, if you're going to be here a long time, you've got to be able to sit down with footage and tell a story and put it together in a way that is, whether it's moving, whether it's emotional, whether it's straightforward, whatever the story may be, you've got to be able to tell a story.
Well, that is awesome to hear. Once again, from Cold Hard Football Facts, we send our condolences to you and everybody else who was touched by Steve. From everything I've read online, it seems like everybody thinks that Steve Sable is one of the most genuine people. Is that fair to say?
That's absolutely fair to why I started this by telling you, for me, it's the human part. You know, we can discuss NFL films, place. You could probably teach a college course on that. But at the end of the day, it's always interpersonal relationships. And as I said at the beginning, there's not a more genuine, better person on the planet than Steve Sable. It's been a joy for me. I've been here 33 years and obviously hope to be here a number more, but he was the absolute best there. There was no better person than Steve Sable.
Well, on that note, Greg, we're going to head out. I appreciate taking some time to shed some light and share your insights on your relationship with Steve. And speaking on behalf of fans, it's been a great pleasure to experience the NFL through the work that you guys do, and we look forward to the continued evolution of the NFL films.
Thanks, Patrick. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Greg. You have a good day.
All right. Take care.
Once again, thanks to Greg Cosell for joining us on the Cold Hard Football Facts here on Patriots.com. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback. A running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
This is Rob Gronkowski.
I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Grok. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Grok. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Grok runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Pfft, rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts. Kerry Byrne, along with my co-host Pat Immig. Pat, that was pretty interesting, your interview with Greg Cassell there. What kind of jumps out about you, your own personal relationship with NFL films? I mean, I'm one of those guys like millions. I probably would not be writing about football if not for it. I mean, the artistry, it's not even TV production, it's artistry what they've done.
Yeah, it's almost, I don't know. What he said when he summed it up well by saying, you know, a lot of players who are, you know, still playing today learned about the game through NFL films, not actually by watching the games. I mean, that just tells you the breadth and how much it's influenced, you know, generations and cultures, and it's spanned the generations because, like I was saying in the interview, there's no reason I should, you know, have a spot in my heart for the Immaculate Reception that happened, you know, 12 years before I was born, but because of NFL films, it became something that is easily remembered, and I think the music is just, I mean, that's just good stuff.
Yeah, and it's amazing the way they've evolved. I mean, they've always been cutting edge, and when they were doing it, I think their first game was, what, the 1961 or 62 NFL championship game, where Ed Sable, Steve's dad, put out a bid to the NFL to film and produce the, you know, the video highlights of the 1962 or 63, like I said, I'm not sure which NFL championship game. And his experience at Sables was videotaping Steve playing like youth football at a time when now everybody has a camera. Nobody did it back then. They were so far ahead of their time, and it always evolved. Then became the classical music, like you touched on with Greg, and miking up the players and the officials and the coaches. I think Hank Stram was the first coach they mic'd up. And Hank Stram lives on because of that Super Bowl IV, which I grew up watching those highlights in the 1970s, where you got to matriculate the ball down the field, which is butchering the English language, but you knew what he meant.
Yeah.
And you know, and the, I think it was, what, 26 toss power trap, where, you know.
And he would just start laughing, yeah. And then you can't help but love him. And not even, you could, I mean, I love the guy just from watching him. And, you know, that was, I wasn't around then, and I have no allegiance to the Chiefs, but yeah, it brings the sport and the people involved in it. It brings the entire game to life and puts it right in front of the fan and right in front of the viewer, more so than the game on the field.
Yeah, and we wrote a tribute to Steve Sable, you know, the pigskin poet, because he was an artist at, you know, as a great writer and a great filmmaker. You know, I love to write, but I can't produce film. To do, you know, it was almost like, not to get too extreme, but Da Vinci-esque, to be a master of so many different art forms and crafts, and to do it the way he did it, and to always evolve. And for me, Pat, the team, if you want to find the kind of the origins of the Cold Hard Football Facts, it's me before Super Bowl 17, the Redskins and Dolphins in January 1983. And those early Redskins were...
That's when I was born, Kerry.
But that was the first team I really loved. Even growing up in Boston, I love the Redskins. I had even a Redskins lunchbox in kindergarten. But with John Riggins and the Fun Bunch and the Hogs and the Diesel and to watch those, you know, I used to calculate the stats for the team and put it, I remember putting it on bar, you know, on, graph paper, all the different stats for the Dolphins and Redskins. And I was kind of a stat geek back then. But that team, you know, the Diesel running for that 43-yard touchdown to, for the winning score in 4th and inches when everybody knew he was going to get the football, and they're losing 17-13 in the fourth quarter of the Dolphins, and you knew he was going to get the football, and he did, and he ran over a cornerback, Don McNeil, just crushed him, you know, for a touchdown. And that team had so many different characters, and in the NFC title game that year, Pat, they had never really beaten the Cowboys in the playoffs. The Cowboys had dominated, you know, year after year after year, the Cowboys were the team. And that game was played at RFK. It was a strike show in 1982 season. And that game was played at RFK. And that place was rocking. The whole place was shaking. Literally, like, the stands were shaking. And NFL Films captured it all. And it lives on forever in their artistry. It's really impressive, and I can't say enough about it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. So when we came back from the break and we started talking, it's just like there's really not much else you can say as a fan of the game and as a viewer. And, I mean, they brought that aspect to life, and it also has done, and I don't know if it was intended, but throughout the course of showing, going, you know, miking players up, miking coaches up, and going inside and finding out how this is all taking place on the field, they provided a human element too, and you realize that all these quote-unquote gridiron warriors that you grew up watching are just real people.
Yep.
With extraordinary talents, but at the same time, they're still just like a normal human being. And that human element is something that they've always touched on. That's something that they've always done well. And obviously it's going to continue because there's no reason for it to stop. We've never
Yeah, there's so much talent there. They've cultivated so much talent. It's really impressive. You know, my one Steve Sable story, I only met him once. I didn't know him. We didn't chat. They invited me down a couple of years ago to NFL Films to be interviewed for the 50th anniversary AFL retrospective. And I'd written a bunch of stories about the AFL, and a lot of what we believe about the AFL's mythology. It kind of, that was, crafted by, you know, very smart, AFL PR people in the 1960s. But a lot of it's not about it being a superior offensive league and things like that. It's total, you know, totally not true. I don't want to say what it is, but that's what it is. Total, you know what. And we chronicled it all. Why those
Braunschweiger.
It's total Braunschweiger. nice use of German sausage lingo there, Pat.
Well, I knew you'd appreciate that.
But you know, they invited me down to be a part. You know, they wanted the alternative view. So Steve being open minded, apparently he was the one who, you know, had me come down. I sat in his office and did the interviews, and he came in. It was the middle of the summer, and you know, the producers were interviewing me on his couch in his office. And but the thing that always jumped out. I don't know if they did this for show, really. I don't know, because it was almost too much for me to believe. But Steve's office was covered in printouts of the Cold Hard Football Facts stories, underlined, handwritten, notes in the margins. And he came up to me and said, "Hey, we get a you know, Kerry, nice to meet you. We get a lot of story ideas from you." And I knew then, Pat, that we had made it. That what we'd done, the way we look at football, had kind of seeped into. You know, the powers that be in football, because, you know, Steve Sable came up to me, and my stories were in his office. He had been reading our words and using it as inspiration. So my one, I've always kept that with me. Maybe, you know, probably one of the highlights of my career as a sports writer. And, that'll be always be my memory of talking to him.
Yeah. And you mentioned, the PR people, in the AFL, which reminded me about Steve Sable being a PR, his own PR man. If you go on USA Today's website, they've got an article about, where they interview several people, including Greg Cosell. They also interviewed Brian Billick and Bill Parcells. But Parcells tells a story about how Sable, in college, was a fullback, and he had already marketed himself to everyone he would meet as Sudden Death Sable. So even when he's a young kid, and maybe it was high school, but
he had a flair for drama.
Yeah, he had the flair for drama, and he knew how to spin that yarn and tell that story and tell the story. In that case, it was Sudden Death Sable.
All right, well, speaking of spinning yarns, let's welcome on our favorite caller, Mr. Frankie C., who joins us each week, and maybe lighten the mood here a bit. We've kind of been talking about you know, some sad news. Frankie, what do you got going on this week?
Good afternoon, fellas.
Frankie, how's Boston treating you?
That's awesome. You know, another day in paradise.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard to follow that act, man. It was a little, you know, it was awesome. What a great interview. I mean, terrific job, Pat.
appreciate that. I had a little help from Kerry. He is a potentate, after all.
You're supposed to bow when you say potentate, by the way.
It's important to use your resources.
I'll do a curtsy.
So, Frank, you usually bring some history to the table. What do you got this week?
I got a couple interesting things. I guess this is my thing now. I'm gonna wish the happy birthdays to the people that happen to have birthdays on the day the show falls on. So today we celebrate the birth of Adam West.
Batman?
The original Batman.
No kidding.
Happy banana birthday.
He's also the mayor of Quahog in Family Guy.
Is he really?
He is. You know what's weird?
Now, Pat, go on.
Well, he's 84 years old today.
Wow.
Can you imagine that he's that old?
Pat, do you know what a Quahog is, by the way, being a Midwesterner?
No, I just thought it was a fictional town in Massachusetts where the Griffins were.
No, that's actually Rhode Island. It's a Rhode Island term.
Rhode Island, I'm sorry.
Yeah, a Quahog is a large clam.
Okay, so but that's why that makes sense, because the bar in the show Family Guy is called the Drunken Clam.
Yeah, and clam is also an insult in New England. Like, if so, oh, that guy's a clam. So, so my nephews from California came here to see me this summer, and they got home, and their mom wrote to me, why are my boys calling me a clam?
So what you're telling me is, at the Patriots.com company Christmas party, I shouldn't call Mr. Kraft a clam.
No, that would be bad form. That would definitely be bad form.
Yeah, let,
so.
Let me handle talking all the clams, Pat. I'm the clam whisperer.
So, all right, what do we got? What else do we got? Do we got any football history? What other birthdays do we have?
Well, that's it for birthdays. I got a little. I got to get back to that prediction I made last week.
We talked about that a bit briefly earlier. Let me set it up, Frank. Everyone, we asked for predictions last week, and we read off some of them at the start of the show. Patriots, you know, we had a couple 19-0s in there and things like that, so I wonder if football fans have changed their minds. And you being the guy who sleeps in his Tom Brady pajamas, what's your prediction right now?
Okay, well, don't judge me about the pajamas. And I may have been slightly overzealous.
What was your choice? What was your record?
I was predicting 15-1, but I think going down the road, looking ahead, it's going to be tough to win out. So let's amend that. Let's add two more losses to the schedule. Let's back it up to 13-3. I think that's still a pretty successful year.
You know what else?
The hands of Baltimore and San Francisco and Houston. I guess they're going to have to.
Guys, San Francisco is my team. I've been riding them since week four last year, and I think that's going to be a great, great game late in the year. And people are sleeping on them still. They're winning, and people still aren't buying them. You look at our analysis of Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, where we break down every game on 20 different stats, and it's really great stuff, and people still don't get how good they are. They're almost like the Patriots of 03-04, where people didn't believe they were that good.
I think people are afraid to buy in. You know, Harbaugh's just a second-year coach, and, you know, maybe they think it's just a smokescreen. All right, let's go rapid fire here. First things first, Chicago Bears, the reason they haven't won, curse of Flutie, obviously.
Yep, the curse of Flutie has haunted a lot of teams. That's true.
The Bears.
We got to do a whole episode on the curse of Doug Flutie. It's really actually amazing, and I can't get into all the details now, but it's amazing how bad teams that diss him never recover. So we'll talk about that in a future episode.
What if you eat his cereal?
I don't think it's an individual curse. It's team. It's just team.
Okay.
It's team related only.
Like for example, the guy who benched him before the playoff game against the Titans, Wade Phillips. What happened last year? The Titans are the best team in football, number one in our quality stats power rankings. And, oh, they not only lose their starting quarterback, they lose their backup quarterback going to the playoffs with a third, fourth string rookie quarterback. That was definitely the curse of Flutie at work. I'm totally convinced of that.
No doubt about it. Hey, so you're going to have Chris Schlesinger?
Actually, we got to go to a break in a second. But
well, he's got that great book title, How to Cook Meat.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Yeah.
I was thinking, well, if I were to be a tailgate chef, what would my book title be? And I came up with two possibilities. The first one would be how to make wearing an apron even more embarrassing.
You can pull it off.
And how to mangle everyone's tailgate food.
All right, well, listen, we're going to appreciate the time, Frankie C. We're going to be back on the other side with world-class chef and now retired. Now he's a professional football fan, Chris Schlesinger, and he's going to provide a ton of tailgate chips on the other side.
Take it easy, folks.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo sacks at Gerard Mayo speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
Well, Pat, we're just flying through this show today. I don't even think we're going to get to all our segments. We're still going to break down Patriots, Ravens, do our stat attack. Kind of flying through the show today.
And I'm hungry for some meat too. I need some meat on the grill.
Well, as luck would have it, we have just the guy you need to talk to. You know, we always like to do a tailgate segment in the second hour of the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com, and we have a really great guest, a guy I've really admired for a long time. Chris Schlesinger, former owner of the Landmark East Coast Grill in Cambridge, one of my all-time favorite restaurants, and also a Author of some of the best cookbooks out there, and just a really great guy to boot, and also a big football fan, and really happy to have him here. Chris, you with us?
Hey, Kerry, how are you? Pleasure to be with you guys.
Yeah, could not be better, Chris. How are you doing?
Excellent, thank you.
Well, you know, in our chef segments, our tailgate segments, we always try to have a tie-in, and with the Patriots playing Baltimore this weekend, Chris was a natural, because Chris, you grew up in the Chesapeake Bay area, is that correct?
I did, in Tidewater, Virginia, so I grew up being a Johnny Unitas fan back in the Colt days with Raymond Berry and John Mackey, so.
Now, were you ever able to latch on to the Ravens as a guy with origins down there, or is that just not the same thing?
No, it's not the same thing. I kind of went more with the Colts, but kind of lost them, too. It was, growing up down there, it was the Colts and the Redskins.
Beautiful. Well, you know, it was obviously a rich football area. And you don't appreciate it, too, until you go down there and realize, you know, those teams are so close together. And it's almost like the Red Sox-Yankees division. You know, somewhere in Connecticut, you cross from Red Sox territory to Yankees territory. And it's kind of the same thing down there, except that they're so much closer together that Ravens and Redskins fans kind of intermingle. It's tough to find a line of demarcation between the two.
No, they love their football down there. Washington's a big football town. The whole area is really into football. And the Skins looking pretty good this year, maybe.
Yeah, no, they absolutely are. I mean, if you're a Redskins fan.
Finally.
I grew up a Redskins fan. We talked about it in the last segment, actually, talking about Steve Sable, who, you know, just passed away, the great leader of NFL films. And I grew up a Redskins fan for whatever reason, and always kind of liked those teams. But I'm more of a John Riggins era. I think I'm not to be mean, Chris, but I think you're more of a Sonny Jurgensen era Redskins.
Yeah, that's right. Sonny Jurgensen, Sam Huff, all those guys, yeah.
So, you know, about your books, Pat, I told you earlier, the best book titles, the best manly man cooking book titles ever. Two of your books, I know you have more. The Thrill of the Grill and How to Cook Meat. Is that not the best book title ever?
Well, we just do a masculine style of cooking between the fire and the cooking of the meat, but it's appropriate for the tailgate, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, tell us a bit about it is a distinct style. I mean, East Coast Grill, you were grilling. It wasn't, I've cooked with you there. You know, what is the Chris Schlesinger style, if you will?
Well, I kind of grew up, my dad was a griller, and I just always grew up, you know, enjoying cooking outside and thought it was a lot of fun and kind of more casual, a little more joyous and a little less serious than inside. And then when we opened the East Coast Grill in 85, we did a live fire grill, which back then was pretty unique, and we did a casual style of food done well, and that was also pretty unique, so it caught on, and we're fortunate 27-year run there. They're still doing well over there. The new owners run it in the same way, so.
Yeah, and what are you just out of the restaurant industry altogether now?
Or? Trying to stay out if I can, yeah.
All right, I think you told me the other day that you are now a professional football fan.
That's right, I am, yeah. I was sad to see the summer end, but always happy to see football season come.
Yeah, well, Pat, I got to tell you this story. Well, this is how good Chris is. Now, this guy's a legend, okay? I mean, he's a mentor to half the chefs in Boston. We actually had a couple weeks ago, before the Patriots played Tennessee, Chris, we had Chris Hart on.
Oh, sure,
who
yeah.
used to work for you. I didn't know that, but I know Andy had worked for you, and Chris Hart being the world champion barbecue chef, basically the best barbecue chef in the world.
No, they've done a great job with that.
But he said he ordered from you. He said he was hanging out with you, and he was showing him how to cook whole striped bass and whole pigs and all kinds of stuff. He was really, really kind of tipped his cap to all the, he said he, they got into that from watching you cook.
Well, we used to have parties down here, and I'm in Westmore, Mass, and, the staff parties, and we'd always cook whole pigs and whole lambs and anything whole we could find. So
Pat, you gotta hear this story, okay? I'm doing a story, I don't know, 5 years ago, Chris, about tailgating.
Yep.
And I forget what it was, like Chili Pepper Magazine or something. They call me up. They know I'm a football and tailgate guy. So they said, you know, we want you to go talk to Chris Schlesinger about tailgating. So I go to Chris's place in Cambridge, Mass. And I'm expecting like this world-class barbecue setup. And all it is a broken Weber. It's sitting in a.
That.
What's that?
I respect that.
No, absolutely. It was a broken down Weber with no legs sitting in a stainless steel wash tub. And Chris, it was amazing. And Chris proceeded from this, like, broken down, like you picked up off the side of the street, proceeded to make, like, Thai chicken wings. And you made, like, five different dishes, Chris. And you did it, like, in no time at all. It was amazing to watch.
Chris, are you the one that created a homeless shelter for orphaned grills?
Well, I always thought that one of the nice things about grilling is that, you know, all you really need is a couple bricks and a grill grate, and you can do it. You know, and I know it. That's kind of hearsay for us guys because we like to gear up on everything we like to do. But, you know, I don't think you have to in all cases.
Yeah, I don't even cook with propane anymore. I've given up. I mean, after eating, you know, food cooked on a wood fire, even a Kingston charcoal fire it's so much better. I literally haven't used propane except for a burner, you know, deep frying things or something. Yeah. I haven't used propane at a tailgate probably in 5 or 6 years. It's not, you might as well cook in your oven. It's not even worth doing.
Well, I think if you don't run the risk of ruining your food, it's no fun, really. There's no challenge in it. And that's what, you know, our first book was called The Thrill of the Grill. And I think working with live fire always gives you that kind of, you know, lively dynamic.
Now, you're a Patriots fan now. Is that safe to say? Or?
Hardcore, yeah.
Hardcore. Now, you tailgate a lot?
I go 2-3 games a year.
Okay, and what do you cook? I mean,
tailgate at home.
Yeah, no, that's usually what I end up doing. What are your kind of your tailgate dishes? What do you go to?
Well, we always have a bunch of fans, so we kind of do a potluck, and everybody brings stuff out there. But it's, you know, I hang out with Isan Gerdal over there at Formaggio Kitchen.
Yeah.
So he always brings a nice spread of cheeses, and they do a lot of charcuterie with the fresh sausages and things like that, and maybe some lamb racks and shrimp cocktail. I mean, we try to keep it simple. And not do a lot of work out there because we like hanging out and getting the game prep in.
Hey, you know what's one of the best things? And I'd seen Andy Husbands of Tremont 647 and part of Chris Hart's Champion Barbecue team, had seen him do it at different events. And I saw you do it at the Island Creek Oyster Fest a few years ago. The La Cajachina, the pig roasting box.
Oh, yeah, that thing is awesome.
Oh, my God, Chris. After seeing you do it at the Island Creek thing, I got one, I think, 2 years ago. It is unbelievable. If folks don't know what this is, it's basically a plywood box lined with, like, a marine aluminum. And you put up a pig into, like, what, up to 60, 70 pounds in there.
Yep.
And
yep.
The stainless steel top on it. You put the charcoal on top. It tells you exactly how much charcoal to use and how much to put on at what time. And 4 hours later, you have a perfectly crispy pig, you know, can make pulled pork. It's one of the most amazing cooking tools I've ever seen.
That sounds like one of the greatest inventions of all time.
It absolutely is.
It's really easy. And I guess if you're going to get out there 4 or 5 hours before game time, you could do it. It's a little bit of a stretch, but...
Well, you know what it's good for is, you know, if you go to college games, you know, college football, people don't have to be in work the next day. You know, the game's a Saturday. A lot of the big-time schools open the parking lots like Thursday night.
Right.
So you get there Friday night, you know, you can be cooking that pig at 6 in the morning and have it ready. But it's just, the thing is, it's like a portable oven. It doesn't weigh much, and you can cook other stuff in it, turkeys, chickens. My buddies cooked a lamb in it a couple weeks ago, but they totally overcooked it. They were using pig, the directions for the pig, and kind of overcooked the lamb or the goat, whatever they cooked.
Did it dry out, or...?
You know what? It wasn't too bad. It was overdone, but it wasn't too bad. I mean, it was edible, but it just, they were going by the directions on the box for the pig. But, but it's just to have a portable oven to cook an entire pig on the side of the road. You can literally put it in the back of your pickup and cook on the side of the road. I love the thing.
No, and if you do it right, the skin gets like potato chips.
Yeah, yeah. And we actually, when Chris Hart was on, he talked, do you remember this, Pat? He talked about the, what was it, the turkey skin potato chips?
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that, but it sounds good.
Pat almost passed out. He almost
had me at pork butt.
Pat almost had a moment on the air when he was hearing about the deep-fried turkey skin potato chips. So
it was, hey, Chris, I got a general question for you.
All right.
Like, if you're going to the grocery store, like, this is basically a question for a lot of my friends listening who aren't really confident and comfortable with the grill. What do you recommend as far as just a generic barbecue sauce that you can get at the store? What is something that you would recommend that would always, you can't go wrong with, or is there one?
Well, I think the commercial stuff is all pretty, you know, it's all pretty close. And what I like to do, Pat, is bring it home and, you know, get one commercial sauce that you like, one of those, like, smoky flavors. I think they do good with the smoke. And then maybe doctor it up a little bit with a little citrus and fresh herbs and garlic, so you kind of, you know, make it your own, and then you can claim that it's yours.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I always say, I think the mistake some folks make with the barbecue sauces, they put it on too early. That stuff is usually has a lot of sugar in it or corn syrup. And so I find it better to, if I'm using something like that, to get my chicken cooked or my ribs cooked or whatever, and then just put it on at the last minute and kind of glaze it like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was always one thing I remember you teaching me, Chris, that you kind of add that spark of flavor at the end and not,
yeah, that's right,
not too early. So, all right, let's put your football hat on,
all right,
Chris. How do you feel about the Patriots this year? How do you? I mean, obviously everyone was sky high after week one. Football being an emotional game, we get too high and too low. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the team after two games from what you've seen so far?
I think they're going to be good in the long run. I think they're trying to do a new system. I mean, I'm not sure why, you know, if they're trying to control the ball more or they're just trying to work that two tight end system in. And I thought there'd be some growing pains. I didn't know they would come so soon.
Yep.
And, you know, with Waters, I don't know if they misplayed that or they thought he was coming back, so they didn't, you know. Seems like they're a little thin at offensive line.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we talked about it before the game. I think people underestimated that Arizona defense. You know, we run all the numbers at Cold Hard Football Facts, and we said before the game, this is not a two touchdown game. You know, like people were saying, it's that, you know, the Patriots are obviously a great team, but that Arizona has a really good pass defense that came on last year. So I'm not, you know, I thought they'd win, but I'm not too surprised that there were some struggles there. And you know, that's, I think people just underestimate how good Arizona was too. But you're right. I think you nailed it, Chris. They're trying to do a couple little things different, run the ball more, control the clock a little bit more. And yeah, I think growing pains might be the best way to put it.
I mean, I think if you want to establish a run game, you got to run the ball. I mean, I would have, you know, I was thinking they were going to spread Arizona out more, but I think if you want to run the ball, you got to run the ball, right?
Yeah, I agree.
But run it every other game or something like that.
Well, the thing is, if you're the Patriots, you have such, you know, arguably the greatest quarterback ever back there. I think the tendency is to get impatient and say, let's just have Tom throw it.
Right.
You know, and I can understand that. And I do think they have to, if they're going to run, they got to kind of, like you said, commit to it and not do it every other game. But it is, you know, when it's second and eight and you got Tom Brady there with and Rob Gronkowski, you say, hey, why not? What the heck? Let's just throw it. So.
Well, if they do have a weak spot, it is, you know, if they pressure Brady, he tends to not do as well if he does, if he has time. So I don't know how they're going to slow that down.
Yeah, he gets criticized for that, but I think that goes for most any quarterback.
Right,
I don't,
yeah, in their face.
So, hey, real quick, the Ravens are in town. Do you do anything Baltimore tailgate style at all?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because it's kind of crab weekend down here. It's getting late in the season, and this is a good time for – you know, Baltimore's famous for the blue crabs,
yep,
but we also have them up here in southeastern Mass. So I'm getting a mess. We're going out crabbing on Friday and Saturday. I'm going to get a mess of crabs and cook them up for Sunday. So
no kidding. That's pretty, yeah, cool. Where do you get crabs in Massachusetts? I didn't know there was much of a crabbing business.
Well, it's not a commercial market, but there are enough in the river. We're down here in Westport, and we do the Westport River. It's got the blue crabs in it, so we get a, you know, 50 or so, and cook them up. And
all right, well,
it'll be a nice day on Sunday and have a pregame meal.
All right, well, I'll look for my invite tomorrow, Chris. So.
Okay.
All right, Chris, appreciate your time, man. It's always great to talk food with you and talk football.
Likewise. You guys take it easy.
Thanks, Chris. You
too. Have a good one.
All right,
we're going to run to a break, and when we get back, we're going to break down some Patriots-Ravens, talk about some cool cold-hard football facts about the Patriots and their historic loss in a lot of different ways, and then end the show with our stat attack, our quick look at every NFL game.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder wait list and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow.
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts. We know our great producer Kevin Collins loves that song because he's dancing in the booth right now. He's kind of got a little giddy up in his step, kind of like you probably do, Pat, right now.
Well, yeah, we've gone over this, Kerry. Robert Van Winkle is one of the great rappers of our time.
No, he absolutely is, but I think that's not the only reason that Pat Emming in St. Louis, Missouri has a little giddy up in his step this week.
I didn't get that segue that well. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Play the wrong answer buzzer right now.
Well, you know, Vanilla Ice has a way of messing with your mind with those dope rhymes.
Absolutely.
Yes,
that's the first time I've ever heard you say dope rhymes. Dope. That made me laugh.
I think it might be the first time. Even in the 1980s, I don't think I said dope rhymes. there's your buzzer right there. All right, so we got, you know, we do, Pat, our quality stats power rankings, right, every week, where we size up every single NFL team across the board and all our quality stats. And as you know, what makes it a quality stat as opposed to an ordinary – old stat they use foolishly on broadcast and in newspaper reports, is that a quality stat is a direct correlation to winning football games. Some stats don't matter. Some stats are meaningless. Some stats have a direct correlation to winning football games, and that's what we look at. And our power rankings are based only on those indicators and nothing else. No human input other than what the numbers are telling us. So why don't we run through the top five right now, Pat? What do we got here? Starting with number five.
You want number five, right?
Yes.
The St. Louis Rams, you mean?
The St. Louis Rams.
Yes, number five, the big shocker after the second week of the season, the St. Louis Rams, everybody.
That is shocking.
It really is shocking. I know it's only 2 weeks, but that's why I'm just like...
You're speechless.
I am. I'm never speechless. But well, yeah, the Rams are at number five, and they've, like we said at the top, top of the show, they should be, with one third down conversion, they're 2-0 right now. And, you know, the Redskins prior to week two were looked at as, you know, maybe this team's turned the corner.
Everyone had them going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and the Lions last year, of course, were a playoff team, and they're going to be competitive again this year. And you can tell the coaching difference right away. I mean, Fisher knew Jim Schwartz's style because they had coached together in Tennessee. That was in, you know, week one, and then in week two, on the broadcast, they kept talking about how both Sam Bradford and Jeff Fisher were saying that they have an answer for everything that Washington gives them.
Yep.
And they did. I mean, the only reason it was close was because the Rams still played Rams football early on and gave the ball away a few times.
Yeah, and when I saw that game, I said, this team is the same old Rams, but, you know, it was just one game. Apparently they're not the same old Rams, although it's still to be seen, but... The reason why that number five ranking in the power rankings is so important is because teams don't usually start strong and then melt down in all these different important indicators. And the most important one being Sam Bradford right now is number four in the NFL in real quarterback rating. Let me tell people about what this is. It measures all aspects of quarterback play. And if you win this indicator, you win about 90% of all NFL games. So to be number four in real quarterback rating right now is a huge, great sign for the St. Louis Rams at number five in our quality stats power rankings. I think there's going to be a great story to watch all year, Pat, because these numbers usually show us a path, what's going to unfold the rest of the year.
Yeah, and for any fans of the Rams listening, if nothing else, I think we can all agree that it's going to be entertaining, and they're going to be competent, and they're going to be competitive all year. Number four in the rankings, which was last week's number one following week one, the Baltimore Ravens, and if had it not been for some turnovers against the Eagles, they'd probably still be sitting atop the list, no?
Yeah, possibly, but the big concern is, as we talked about with Brent Harris from Comcast Sportsnet Baltimore, is that, that defense has not looked good. They're number 26 in what we call, real defensive passing yards per attempt. How many yards opponents average when they drop back to pass? And right now they're near the bottom of the league. That's kind of a bit of a concern, so... If they don't shore that up, they're not going to be back at the top of the power ranking. So there is a bit of a concern there in Baltimore, but still a very strong team, still number four in our quality stats power rankings.
At number three, we have the perennial September swoon team, the San Diego Chargers, only to recover in October. But they're doing it right now in September. I mean, there's no Norv Turner should be fired chance just yet because – they've won their first two games.
Yeah, well, my prediction with my Sports Illustrated predictions this year, the first coach, one of the questions they ask their panel of so-called football experts is, and I say that as a joke because our predictions usually don't prove too valid in a lot of ways, but my coach to be fired first, like most of the guys, was Norv Turner. But right now, yeah, they looked incredible whipping up on the Titans. The other night, over the weekend, that was a pretty good game. But you're right. They're not only a perennial swoon team in our lifetime. They've always been that team, Pat. I mean, they won one championship. They beat the Patriots, actually, I think 51-0 or 51-3 in the 1963 AFL title game. And since then, they've always been a team with a great offense, question marks on defense, that never gets it done, even with Lance Allworth, throughout the AFL days after 63, in the 70s and 80s with Dan Fouts and those loaded teams, through the Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees, LaDainian Tomlinson days. This is a team with a great offense and never really is there at the end. There's always something wrong, and right now I don't believe that's changed.
At number two, we've got the Atlanta Falcons, and based on week one, it appeared that Matt Ryan was was more than in sync with Julio Jones and Roddy White and the others. But how about that Atlanta defense on Monday night kind of giving a whooping to the Broncos and Peyton Manning?
Well, how much of it was a whooping and how much of it was Peyton Manning just? I mean, he was, you know, some of those passes, they should march down Fifth Avenue in the Macy's Day Parade. I mean, they were just floating him out there. And I don't know. I'm not sold on that Atlanta defense yet. But Matt Ryan, number two in real quarterback rating, that's obviously a great advantage. And I'm still not completely sold on the Falcons yet. I think they lucked into a really bad quarter of football by you know, Peyton Manning. And after that, the Broncos kind of outscored them the rest of the way after they got those three picks. After the three picks. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? But I'm not completely sold yet on the Falcons.
I tend to think that the Falcons will. I'm sold on the Falcons for the NFC South. I don't know beyond that what they'll get, but with the Saints 0-2 and everybody else kind of gridlock, it's looking like Atlanta could get that division again. And then your number one team, of course, the Kerry Byrne, the darling of the Kerry Byrne Football League, the Houston Texans.
Yep, I am.
They're just kicking butt.
It's really impressive. Well, Frankie C, our friend Frankie C, sleeps in Tom Brady pajamas. I'm now sleeping in J.J. Watt pajamas.
That's good to know.
I think this team is stacked. They were stacked last year. They were the statistically inevitable Super Bowl champions last year, as we talked about earlier, based on how they performed and all these different indicators we have that win Super Bowls. If not for the Matchup injury, they're my preseason favorite to win the Super Bowl. I have them beating the 49ers. And the reason being, they have some good players on offense. That's fine. But that defense is a lights-out unit, stacked with playmakers all over the place. J.J. Watt already, three sacks this season, batted down two Blaine Gabbert passes. They are allowing opponents to convert 10% of their third downs, 10% of third down conversions. The best scoring defense in football right now. They're just stacked in a lot of different ways, and I think they're going to be they're actually a scary good team. I know they haven't played many good, they played two mediocre teams. They barnstormed, over the teams from Florida and Miami and Jacksonville, but they just do a lot of things right, Pat, and I'm just really high on them. So I'm not surprised to see them number one in our quality stats power rankings after week two, and where they left off at the end of the 2011 season.
Yeah, and I think that the San Francisco 49ers, after a couple weeks, will be in that top five too, because it makes sense that you would pick. I'm toting the CHFF company line. It makes sense that you would select the 49ers and Texans to get to the Super Bowl, because right now both of their defenses, to me, are scary and beat up the opposing players. So,
well, we said this in our power rankings. Top 10. San Francisco right now is number seven. But what we said was they will climb because, let's face it, they play two pretty darn good teams.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's the biggest difference between them and number one Houston right now is the difference in competition.
Yeah, so to still be number seven in that indicator is, pretty impressive, man. I think right now their performances this season are bearing out what our numbers said they would do before the start of the season.
Are you ready to dive into a stat attack before we head out?
All right,
here.
Let's do it. Let's see how many games. Usually we say we want to get in all 16 games, but I don't. Right now we got a couple minutes left. Let's see how many we can get in.
All right, your first game, the Rams at the Bears.
Well, like I said, the Rams, Sam Bradford, the way he's playing, this would have been a cakewalk for Chicago not too long ago. I think that, right now you have to say the advantage at quarterback is with St. Louis, and if you have that advantage, you have the advantage, in the most important thing on the football field. The Bears right now dead last in real quarterback rating, the Rams fourth in real quarterback rating. And remember, if you're better than that number, you win 90% of all NFL games.
Interesting. Thursday night, the Giants and the Panthers at Carolina, I should point out.
Well, the Giants are a little bit of a favorite, but I do believe, and you can get all our picks, by the way. We call them our real and spectacular picks at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider. This game shapes up nicely for Carolina, and the reason being Carolina, number one, an average per pass attempt. They average 9.4 yards every time they drop back to pass. The Giants defensively in that number, 29th. They're giving up over 8.5 yards every time opponents drop back to pass. The defense has been torched by Tony Romo and Josh Freeman, two guys who didn't play well in their other two games this year. And I can see the Carolina offense having a big, big day against the Giants. And only another miracle finish by Super Clutch Eli can save the Giants.
All right. How about Philadelphia at Arizona, a battle of two stout defensive pass defensive teams, I should say.
Yeah, well, we talked about it earlier with Brent Harris.
The Kevin Cobb Bowl, by the way.
That's right, the Kevin Cobb Bowl. you know what? Right now, that Philadelphia defense, they were the number one pass rushing team in football last year. They're not getting after quite as well rushing the passer, but they are number one in defensive passer rating, a critical indicator throughout all of history. Like we said, we talked about this earlier with Brent Harris from Comcast Sportsnet Baltimore. A 35 defensive passer rating, you get a 39.6 if you do nothing but throw incompletions all day. They are right now a lights out pass defense, and that could spell a long day for still a kind of a marginal Arizona offense.
All right, and before we head out, how about San Francisco at Minnesota, a rematch of the 49ers of Steve Young against Anthony Carter from NFL Films? Highlights that I grew up on.
That's a good reference, Pat. That's a good one. Well, you know what I see here? Two teams going in opposite directions, whether you measure how they've done on the field or even in public perception is measured, by the point spread and things like that. I mean, right now, Jim Harbaugh's 49ers are not only 16-4, they're 15-4-1 against the spread since he became the coach. They're killing it. The public still isn't buying what San Francisco is selling. Meanwhile, Leslie Frazier's Vikings totally underachieve, very bad record against the spread. And, I just see this as two teams moving in opposite directions. And what's, what's interesting about that is people look at Minnesota and the public perception is that, they have a great running back in Adrian Peterson and they got a great pass rusher in Jared Allen. And people judge football a lot of times by personalities and not by team-wide performance. And that's what we break down at Cold Hard Football Facts and with all our picks at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider is how do teams mesh statistically and where are the advantages for each team? And right now the advantage is, even though the public has kind of been overvaluing Minnesota and the public's definitely been undervaluing San Francisco badly, those two trends going opposite directions says, big win for San Francisco.
So if you had to just throw your name out there and put your name on the line, what could you guarantee as far as a point differential in that game?
I mean, I can see the 49ers winning that by like almost two touchdowns. I mean, they beat the Packers by 8 on the road. They beat the, by the way, we predicted the score against Baltimore against the Lions, over the weekend would be 28-20. San Francisco was 27-19 San Francisco. So, our numbers kind of work that way. And, I see this being a 10-14 point victory for the 49ers.
Do we still have time for more games?
Give me one more and then we'll crank out of here.
How about Monday night, Green Bay at Seattle? It's a dangerous game for Green Bay and it's not easy to play in Seattle. I'm Frank Gifford and Al Michael. Where's Don Meredith?
Was that you, Pat, or was that the radio?
That was me.
All right, that was a great job. The truth is, Seattle, two completely different teams, home and on the road. I'd be very wary. The Seattle Seahawks have historically, at least since 2000, been deadly at home. So that's definitely one to watch. So listen, folks, we appreciate you joining us here in the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. I want to thank all our guests, Brent Harris from Comcast Sportsnet, Baltimore, Greg Cassell for joining us after the loss of his friend Steve Sable, Greg Cassell from NFL Films, and of course, great chef Chris Schlesinger. Pat, always a pleasure, and look forward to bringing the Cold Hard Football Facts to you next week here on Patriots.com.
Goodbye, everybody.
Cold Hard Football Facts, a member of the FootballNation.com family.